Good morning. It's 16 minutes after 8 a.m. and you're tuned to your community radio station, Raven Radio, KCAW in Sitka. Joining me in the studio, I have Julie Shano and Betsy Decker here to talk about Saturday's Introduction to Integrative Healing, which will be at UIS. Welcome to Morning Edition.
Thank you.
Good morning.
So this is a series of presenters discussing various topics around this idea of integrative healing. Can we start off by talking about what that means? What is integrative healing?
Well, Julie? Yeah, integrative by definition means to bring unity to things that are separate. So integrative healthcare involves addressing the thought, the emotion, and spirit of a person when considering the physiologic health.
So let's talk about that in the context of the presenters and what unites their topic. Who's going to be presenting and what will they be presenting on? Betsy.
We have six presenters that will be speaking on Saturday from 2 to 5. And each of the presenters will be bringing their own bits of information about integrative healing. I'll be speaking on finding balance within the nervous system through chiropractic care. And Julie will be talking about the chakra system and introduction to the human magnetic field. We have Susan Chartier, who's an acupuncturist, talking about the Chinese organ clock and how we tick. Sharon Sullivan will be speaking on the botanical basics and herbal stress support. Dr. Paul Bana, how are your telomeres doing? Which will be really interesting about our genes and how our genes change with lifestyle choices. And then Aaron Mathis will be speaking about the art of grief. So really looking at things from lots of different perspectives and how each of those modalities can improve our health from that integrative way.
How did this all come about?
It originally came about several months ago when I met Dr. Paul Bana at a board meeting at Sitka Community Hospital, and we just shared this mutual interest in integrative healing, and we had this desire to share this information with the community. So we reached out to different providers in the community that are very passionate about their work, and it kind of effortlessly came together.
Do you find that there are a lot of providers, many providers in town who have this perspective?
Oh, we're so lucky in Sitka to have so many different types of providers. You know, within the chiropractic field, there's many skilled, amazing chiropractors. You know, within all the different aspects of integrative health, we're so lucky to just have this rich community of providers, you know, in that complementary medicine field.
And what are you hoping people will take away from this?
You know, we're looking to really educate people in Sitka about the opportunities that are here within complementary medicine, how to connect with their own health from lots of different angles. There are many ways to work with their own body and their body's ability to heal itself. And sometimes, you know, you need a little support from a provider from different angles, and that can, you know, just pull everything together to create not just a lack of symptoms, but a truly vibrant health and life that is better than they even imagined.
So this is integrative, which, so I would assume that it's not mutually exclusive to Western medicine. Is that true?
No, actually, I believe that the best way is to have both the science and the holistic care, or care of the entire person. So to collaborate with our current model of healthcare is actually the goal.
Yes.
And actually, you know, what's really fun about integrative health is collaborating with those other providers. And, you know, it's something that I've integrated into my own practice and pulling in other providers and finding the right team to support someone in their own health. And I think that's truly what integrative health is collaborating with other providers from all different fields, from medicine, Western medicine, Eastern medicine, you know, energy work, you know, working on the emotional support, every aspect to create greater health.
Can we talk just a little bit about your own personal experiences, not only with the content you'll be providing, but also with your experience putting this together, this coming together of providers and practitioners in Sitka? Betsy, what was this like for you working on this project?
This has been a really fun process of getting together with other providers. I work in a practice by myself, so it's really fun to collaborate with people in this way, when we share the same passion. And personally, putting together the presentation was also really fun, and thinking of ways to connect with people about their nervous system and about, helping them to become more proactive about their health. And so that has translated to, really being excited about the presentation and excited about sharing that information with the public.
Julie, what drew you to this kind of work?
Well, I think it's always been present to some degree, but it really came into play when I practiced as a mid-level provider in internal medicine, and I began to observe the power of belief and the power of thought and how that affected the way the body works. And so this interest led me to seek information that included all parts of the person. And so the chakra system, which is originated from India, 1500 to 500 BC, the wisdom in those teaching actually really resonated with me, and I've gone on to study it in depth for the last 4 years.
I can tell that it's important to you, because you light up when you talk about it.
Oh, thank you. It is.
What can people expect when they walk into UAS on Saturday? What's the format?
So the format will be, each presenter will be talking for 20 minutes each. There'll be a little break in the middle, and at the end of the presentations, we'll have some time for mingling with the providers, asking them questions. We'll have some chair massage and some herbal tea, and just more information available that they can ask these providers one-on-one.
What if someone wants to actually be a part of the folks who have put this together?
Oh, we welcome any providers in the community that want to be a part of this information, and hope to in the future have, we have ideas about panel discussions and discussing different diagnoses from these different perspectives. So anyone who is interested in integrative health would be welcome to join.
Now, I was going to ask you, do you have a vision for integrative healing in Sitka? What would be your pie in the sky?
Oh, there's so many ways. Education is a big piece.
Big piece.
And also to bring it into the medical model, to bring it into the hospital.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's a big dream of mine.
I really see, a wellness center, place mm-hmm. where that is under one roof with lots of different types of providers. So one-stop shopping, if you will, mm-hmm. For all sorts of different types of integrative health.
And I love the team approach, too, mm-hmm. that we work with each other and collaborate. It's really, really a fun part of this process.
So really quickly, again, let's go over the different presenters that will be at UAS on Saturday and what they'll be presenting on.
Okay. So I'll be talking about finding balance within the nervous system through chiropractic care.
I'll be talking about the chakra system and an introduction to the human energy field.
Susan Chartier, an acupuncturist, will be speaking on the Chinese organ clock and how we tick. Sharon Sullivan will be speaking on the botanical basics and herbal stress support. Dr. Paul Bonna, how are your telomeres doing? And Erin Mathis, the art of grief.
Okay, and is there a contact if anyone has any questions?
We really don't have a contact.
I think we have been using Dr. Paul Bonna. He has been
just
listening.
Offer him up.
Okay, we'll offer him up. Dr. Paul Bonna over at UAS.
Yeah. Okay, great. Well, thank you both very much for joining us this morning.
Thank you so much.
We've been speaking with Julie Chano and Betsy Decker about Saturday's Introduction to Integrative Healing, six presenters at UAS from 2 to 5 p.m.